Hi folks, Todd Vanderden here, Minneapolis MTC architect. Today we're going to talk about how to use the Service Bus with Windows Universal apps. While this sounds like it should be really entry level and easy to do, I'm going to tell you directly it is not. The documentation and the APIs are in such a state right now that you have to go low rent. You have to go right down to the REST API. And then you also have to combine that with protocols like AMQP to send and receive messages from the service bus. So it's not well documented. The stuff you'll go out and find right now will really be more around Windows 8, and that stuff doesn't even work in this space. This particular app that I'm about to go through will actually works and addresses a lot of scenarios that you normally would want to do with the service bus. So I won't be going over the service bus in detail, other than the fact to say that it's my messaging layer between two applications. So the app I'm building today is actually going to be sharing state between n instances. In this case, it's actually going to be used as part of a HoloLens prototype. HoloLens, as you may or may not know, can actually run Windows Universal apps. The problem is if I've got a compatriot of mine wearing another HoloLens and we're both looking at, say, a report in a Universal app, I can't see what he's seeing, or I can't really tell what he's looking at. So what I've done is implemented a very simple session state sharing between the two devices, and I'm using the service bus to provide the eventing and the filtering of those messages. So basically, in a universal app, you know, normally you'd have a mouse move that would tell me where the cursor is moving across the screen. Well, with HoloLens, your cursor is your eye. So basically, I intercept the same mouse moves and I publish those around and I move a little dot around the screen. This is a very simplified example of the application. So if I go into the application, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and run it. It's not going to be very exciting. I'll zoom it up here. I'm going to go ahead and in a second here, it should start. I'm going to give this machine name, say machine 4. And I'm going to go ahead and say create a subscription. We'll go ahead and just let this run. We'll walk through this code in just a second. And in a moment, all right, now what should happen is you'll see that the mouse is actually, the blue is my mouse, the red is a guest mouse. What I have right now is the app is subscribing to itself. So the mouse moves are being transmitted up to Azure in real time, and I'm receiving the responses in very near real time. So you can see it's actually not that bad from a performance perspective. And I'm not filtering these. I'm sending them as fast as I'm getting them from the client itself. So that all works, but how does that all go together? Well, what's happening is if we go up to the service bus, you'll see that I have a topic called HoloLens. I'm going to go ahead and refresh this topic, then refresh the subscriptions. By the way, I'm using the Service Bus Explorer. That's a sample. And what you'll see here is that there are a couple of machines. Machine 2, Machine 1, and Machine 4 are all subscribing to this particular topic. And Machine 2 has 2,200 messages in it. Basically, that's the messages it has processed based on those mouse moves. Now, as part of a subscription, you can create rules. Rules allow you to filter out messages that you don't want. So what we don't want to do is when my machine, say machine 2, is transmitting messages to the HoloLens topic, I don't want messages from my machine being published to me again. So I create a rule. In this case, you'll see here the rule is machine ID equals, or I don't want any messages where machine ID equals 2. Now, if we go to machine 4, which we just created, and by the way, the demo I was just running is actually acting as both sender and receiver, so it's playing both the roles of machine 1 and machine 2, you'll see that there is a rules that created that was called rejected message. The default rule here in machine 2 was created just through this interface. The rejected messages was actually created via code through the application I just demonstrated. This is where the meat and potatoes comes in. So if we go and look at that, because this is not something that's well documented. It is not easy to do. So the first thing the app will do, so you saw me click a, here, let me run that again just so I can see it. So here in a moment, I'll just go, I'll type in machine 5 here. Click create submission. Now, what's going to happen here is a couple of things. The breakpoint, we came in, we have to give it the base URI. Then we have to create the service bus connection. If we go to the definition, you'll see that we create the connection and we have to get a SAS token. The SAS token is generated in this method. And by the way, this method is worth this webcast by itself. The APIs, there are examples out there that claim that they're supporting Windows Universal, but are based on earlier versions of the Windows Universal API surface. So the cryptography libraries that are out there or referenced in that code are not the right ones for Windows Universal, the shipping code. So the API surface that was in samples out on the web is wrong. The sample code that I've got here, where we're actually going through and the Mac algorithm provider and the formatting and how to register the key and do the base 64 encoding and actually create the signature for the SAS token is working. This is not something that, again, is easily found on the internet. It took a significant amount of time to piece together the actual functioning version of this. Now, when we go back, so we now have a connection. We've created the SAS token, and off we go. We go to create the subscription. So if we go to create the subscription, we have a nice little method in here, and you'll see that we're using the REST APIs. So the REST APIs are relatively documented, and this one will function. So this creates the subscription because, you know, for this particular machine, we want to receive the messages. There's not much to the body here. Now, I know that this is sort of an older format using the XML API, but the JSON specifications are still a little soft as far as their documentation. So I went a little old school. Now, again, everything, let's go ahead and actually walk into that code, why don't we? If I go back, if we walk into that code, what you'll see here is we're going to create the subscription address. Everything in Azure is URI based. You'll see there that I have my service bus namespace. We have the Windows.net and then HoloLens, which was our topic, and then the subscription, and then machine 5. So this is going to create the machine 5 subscription. It's going to use an HTTP put to do this. And with luck, it returns successfully. Now comes the real magic, creating a rule. So we created the subscription. And if I go out there right now, what we should see, if I refresh the subscriptions, you'll see there's a subscription 5 out here. Now, if we go and look at the rules, there'll be a default rule. The default rule is 1 equals 1, meaning I want every message that's published to the HoloLens topic sent to me. Again, the challenge here with this particular application is I do not want messages sent by my client being processed by my client. There's enough messages out there to deal with already. So we haven't set up a filter or a rule. So now we're going to walk in and actually create the rule. Now, the first thing we need to do is get rid of that default rule, because if you put a filter in and don't remove the default rule, you will get all the messages anyway. So important pro tip, always make sure the default rule is gone. So the first couple of lines of code in here, go in and just delete the default rule. This line is we're going to go ahead and create the base URI for our new rule, and you'll see here that you'll see Stark Industries Service Bus Windows HoloLens Subscription Machine 5 Rules Rejected Messages. So that's the rule we want to create. This XML fragment right here is, again, something that is not well documented. As a matter of fact, if I pull up some documentation from the web, let's see here, example of creating rules. Let me zoom this up. you'll see here that the XML format that they're using is not the XML format that I have in this code. Why? Well, because that format doesn't work. This is the format that does. Now, the critical parts to pick up in here are a couple. One, this SQL filter type. That tells the API that you're going to pass in a SQL expression that needs to be entered into the rule. If you don't, if you go out on the web right now, you'll find that there are true filters and false filters. Some of those samples use a true filter, in which case if you try to send this in, what will happen is you will always get 1 equals 1. Even though you put a SQL filter, it will ignore the SQL expression element here in the XML. So SQL filter is the magic piece here. Now, if you'll look, the SQL filter that we're passing in is sys message ID does not equal machine 5. That syntax is critical as well. If you had used something like two don't equals kind of symbols, so if you had done something like, let's go to the immediate window and do this. So if I had done sys dot message ID is not equal to hello, you would get a format invalid. You'd get a failure when you tried to create the subscription. It has to be in the format, a SQL syntax formatted way of doing that logical condition. Now, interestingly enough, if you use the Service Bus Explorer here, one of the interesting things, if we go to machine 2 here and we look at the rules, we look at default, you'll look that not equal to actually works here. So the API surface that they're using through this particular client, which is a 32-bit WPF client, if memory serves, allows you to actually embed that syntax that way. But if you go through the REST interface natively, you have to implement it with the bang equals to actually get it to function. Another important tip is there's different types of properties on your message. So every message that's sent up has a message ID right now. You can't do message ID not equal to, because the service bus won't find it. You have to tell it that it's a system message, which is system.message ID. That system, SYS, that dot, is a control character sequence that the service bus uses to go, okay, I need to go look at system level properties of the message and then make a determination of whether I want to filter. Those will get you in trouble. If you want to filter on non-system properties, then you need to go through a whole nother machination around promoting those properties so that they can be discovered, which is outside the scope of this particular talk. Anyway, once we get that created, now you also see rule action is empty because really we don't want the service bus to take any action based on this. So we'll just walk it through. We create it. We do another HTTP put. We go F5. We let this run. And if we go back out to service bus, well, if we do a refresh, remember we created rule 5. I'm going to go ahead and refresh our subscriptions. And if any luck, rule 5 will have removed the deleted message, and we will now have a rejected message, and it is not equal to machine 5. And if we go back to the app, heaven forbid, I may have messed it up here. Suffice to say, we are successfully sending messages, but for some reason our subscription isn't grabbing them. That's another problem for another time. But the point being here is that to use Service Bus successfully with the Windows Universal Platform. Now, by the way, why this is magical is because I'm writing this code for HoloLens. This will work on a Windows slate or Windows tablet. It could also work on Windows Core, is one of the core things, as well as Xbox. So this same code. The critical things to take away, wrapping this up, is the samples out there where you need to get a SAS token to actually do the REST calls are not correct. this particular SAS syntax is the correct way to actually generate the token needed to talk to Azure Service Bus. The next thing to take away is that to create rules and filters for Service Bus subscriptions, you need this XML format and you need this type filter to be specified to get the correct behaviors you're looking for. I know that was a lot in a short amount of time, but I hope it helps demystify some of this. It candidly took me a couple of days and a couple of other brains to sort of process through all the stuff on the internet to actually come up with a functioning version of this. This particular code isn't completely bulletproof, but it gets you in the right direction. I hope it helps. Thanks for watching.